You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The world has lost a blues legend.
King of the blues legend B.B. King, dead at age 89. King's attorney says he died peacefully in his sleep Thursday night at his home in Las Vegas. The one-time farmhand brought new fans to the blues and influenced a generation of musicians with his heartfelt vocals and soaring guitars on songs such as The Thrill Is Gone. King sold millions of records worldwide and was inducted into the Blues Foundation Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. King played a Gibson guitar that he affectionately called Lucille and was not only the undisputed king of the blues, but a mentor to scores of guitarists, including the likes of Eric Clapton. I'm J.J. Jeffries.
Following word of B.B. King's death, celebrities from Ringo Starr to Gene Simmons to Brad Paisley to plenty of big names in between took to Twitter to mourn the loss of a legend. B.B. King, gone at 89. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Brandon Bastian, the engineer of the deadly Amtrak train crash, had been complaining online for years about safety.
Engineer Brian Bastian had been complaining online for years about exhausted train engineers. In one rant on an online train forum, Bastian says everyone wants to extend hours of service to avoid inconvenience. But what will you say when the crew that's been on duty for more than 12 hours accidentally falls asleep, passes a stop signal, and rear-ends a loaded hazmat train, killing possibly hundreds of people? No word on what Bastian's work shift was on Tuesday when the Amtrak train derailed. On trainorders.com, he wrote, "It shouldn't take an act of Congress to get an industry to adopt common sense safety standards." Alice Stockton Rossini, New York.
Happy birthday to you.
Hi. Mark Zuckerberg calls himself a low-key birthday person, so of course he celebrated his 31st birthday yesterday by answering questions from the public at a town hall.
I can't think of anything more fun to be doing on my birthday than spending time with people in our community, talking to you guys and hearing about what your questions are.
Dressed in his usual jeans and gray t-shirt, the Facebook founder took questions from a live audience in Menlo Park and on Facebook. Zuckerberg got thousands of Facebook questions asking him to address the removal of posts and the blocking of accounts in Ukraine, where a conflict of Russia continues.
You know, I agree with the policies that we have around not supporting hate speech. I think that that is a good set of rules that we have on the system.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And the temperature here in beautiful downtown Flemington is 73 degrees. This afternoon, we're looking at a 20% slight chance of thunderstorms. Tonight, a 50% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 58. And on Tuesday, a 70% chance of showers, likely with a high of 82. Tuesday night, a 40% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 56.
Thank you.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This is Richard G., and this is normally Dave Disney's hour, but as I think probably all of you know, he's been out on medical leave, and I've been taking over, and instead of just sitting here and playing music, which I don't like to do, I usually try to find someone to talk with. And today I have Dr. Ed Adams. That is correct, right?
That's correct.
Okay. I had somebody once give me the wrong name of somebody, and I said, and before I meant to ask you that before we went on the air. Dr. Adams, why don't you tell everybody who you are and what you do?
Okay. Well, I'm Dr. Ed Adams. I am in private practice as a psychologist in Somerville, New Jersey, and have been there for and in practice for over 25 years. I specialize in the treatment of men, although I do see couples and women individually. I also founded Men Mentoring Men, which is a nonprofit organization that is coming into its 24th year that has four ongoing large groups, three of which are located in Somerville and one is located in Lambertville.
Okay.
Yeah. And also, I'm very active with the American Psychological Association Men's Division, and currently I'm a nominee for president-elect.
Now, my memory's not the best, but I have a feeling that you were on a show at WDVR a few years back.
I was.
I think I remember hearing it. I used to be their director of development.
Oh, okay.
And I did a couple of shows down there also.
Yeah. It's a small world.
It is a small world. Mm-hmm. But I thought I remembered the Men Mentoring Men. Can you explain a little more about that?
Sure. Men Mentoring Men is an organization that is for men of all ages and walks of life to come together to support each other to live larger lives. It is not therapy. It is peer-led. So men who have experience in Men Mentoring Men for quite a while then become the leaders. And I become the supervisor of those leaders. And men come in and discuss career, aging, marriage, intimacy, fathering, you name it. That's the topic of discussion inside the groups.
Now, I'm just curious because you find some of these men never had a real association with their father?
Well, that's true of most men.
I never had a conversation with my father at all.
Right, so it never went, in a sense, vertical. It was always horizontal.
And I'm blaming it on World War II, because he came back from the war, then I was born, and all he wanted to do was come home. He worked, he was a very good supporter, but he'd come home, want to read the paper, go to bed, and that's it.
Mm. Richard, we might have had the same dad, I don't know, my father was on Guadalcanal.
No, my father was in Europe, so
the other side. He went there as well.
They okay. sent him to Europe. My father's in Europe the whole time. He was wounded once and sent back again.
Yes.
Because he thought, oh boy, I'm out of here.
Well, that's an interesting point because there is a whole generation of men who were impacted by their fathers who were involved in World War II and inside of a male philosophy or ethos that impacts a whole generation of which you and I are part.
Sure. And, he was never bad to me. He just, there was just nothing.
Right.
And the only time when I got drafted and he dropped me off, he cried. And that scared the hell out of me to see my father cry. And I'm sure what it was coming back to him was a lot of things that happened in those 5 years and 7 months he was in the military.
Well, there's a poem by Richard Blake that begins, "My mother groaned, my father wept, into the dangerous world I leapt." And what Blake was referring to there was that the father had an idea of the complexity and dangers of the world his son was coming into, and so he wept.
Sure. But what scared me, I have two kids, and I was really worried about being a father to those two kids because I had no example to follow. So I kind of made it up as I went along. Mm-hmm. And I think it worked out well. My daughter's 30, my son's 27. Mm-hmm. we get along quite well. In fact, I'm flying out to California in July to go to a wedding with my daughter, who's going out there for a friend. And she said, and her boyfriend couldn't make it, so she asked me if I would be her date.
Oh, that's neat.
So I'm flying out, and we're going to San Francisco. I've been to San Francisco, but she never has. So we're going to drive around there and look at stuff, and then going up to Carmel and do a little sightseeing and stuff like that.
That's great.
But it'll be kind of fun, just father and daughter
sure.
together.
Yeah, good for you.
You know,
yeah.
So I'm looking forward to it. But I was very nervous when she was born because I thought, I don't know what I'm doing here.
Well, do any men?
Probably not. But if I'd had a father that had talked and been closer to me, maybe I would have had a better idea. I don't know. And yeah. I'm not upset with my father.
No, I understand. But I think there is another read on that, too, or additional reads, and that is that fathers always teach. And so he taught you, perhaps, the necessity to talk to your daughter and your son by his not talking. And so you ask yourself in that situation, what was calling to me and my need from my father that I could now give my kids?
Okay. Well, it's funny. My son is adopted. He's from Korea. And I'm an artist, and we were just talking about that. And he's fairly decent as an artist, and he also is a very good musician.
Mm-hmm.
But he told somebody when he was really small, well, I'm an artist because my father's an artist.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they looked at me and didn't say anything, but they said, well, we know you're not his real father. Mm-hmm. Well, no, but I am the guy he's been living with since he was 3 months old.
Oh, sure.
You know, so I am his father.
You are.
But... It was kind of funny and even kind of knocked me out when he said that because mm-hmm. I didn't expect that.
Mm-hmm.
And then he turned around once and when he was very small and they wanted to get they were doing a whole thing in class where kids' parents and grandparents were from. Well, my wife's grandparents are from Ireland and. So he said, well, I'm Irish. And the teacher was very cool about it and said, Richard, if you want to be Irish, you can be Irish.
Well, he wants an identity.
Yeah. He mm-hmm. said, I'm Irish. That's my grandfather. My mm-hmm. grandfather and I have to say, my wife's father and him used to go fishing all the time. This kid loved to fish. And for little kids, usually they throw the thing in the water and that's it. But no, he'd stand there for hours just focused on that, mm-hmm. catching a fish.
Mm-hmm.
And his grandfather would sit there with him.
Mm-hmm.
And they got along quite well together, and I was very happy about that.
Sure.
But I don't know. I think, I hate to say this, but sometimes I think it's tough being a man.
Well, it's always tough being a man.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think there's been a time where it hasn't. And
you know what? I got a break in here. I just saw the time. I got to do some commercials.
Absolutely.
And then we'll talk about that coming back.
Okay.
Okay. Right after these messages, we'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand, or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
You're listening to HuntingtonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
And this is Richard Jim sitting in for Dave Disney, and we'll be for the next few weeks. And I've got my guest, Dr. Ed Adams, who is the founder of Men Mentoring Men. And we were talking, actually I got involved in talking about my personal thing. I know that my father never really talked to me, but my father, it wasn't that he was nasty or anything. He was actually a very gentle person, but he'd spent so much time in the war, I think he had that PTSD or whatever, and that wasn't diagnosed at that time.
That's correct.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that probably had a lot to do with the way he was.
Mm-hmm.
He worked very hard. He was a hard worker. Didn't make a lot of money because he didn't have any education.
Mm-hmm.
He had no education. I think sixth grade. I think he dropped out of school at the sixth grade. But he worked very hard, didn't make a lot of money, but was not a slacker, was constantly working and doing things, but didn't really talk. And didn't. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, he didn't talk to my younger brother or my younger sister. He just was there. He would come. He would have dinner. He would read his newspaper. He would go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I guess, and as you were saying, that's kind of normal for a lot of people in that.
Well, it's not uncommon.
Okay.
If you think about who your father was mentored by himself, his own father or male relatives,
he was bounced around with a lot of relatives because he was the ninth kid, and his mother died when he was born.
Right. So men come from a transmission generationally of men who are uncomfortable with emotion or uncomfortable with self-disclosure, sharing. And it's not their fault. There was not an awareness. There was not an emphasis in the culture around that as there is today.
Mm-hmm. I think there is more today.
Yeah, absolutely. I think men in younger generations, men in their 20s and 30s, starting families are more equipped to be present to their children. Doesn't mean they always are, because there's plenty of traditional masculinity around the world as well. I think by and large, the culture is supporting men to be more emotionally accessible.
I was actually very fortunate because I spent 21 years with Newsweek magazine, and that was a 3-day-a-week job. I would go into the city and not get back until I was done.
Mm-hmm.
But I spent 4 days a week with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
So, and my wife at that time, she worked for Newsweek at one point, but then had gone back to do another job. So I was like almost a house husband in a way. I was with my kids at least 4 days a week.
Yeah. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I did. I enjoyed it. I was working on a lot of artwork, but my daughter would always get involved, and my son at that time was just starting to get bigger. And then at one point they went to school. When they'd go to school, but we have a quarter mile driveway, so I'd always be out there picking them up when school was over.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed it. I must have enjoyed it so much because when the first day of school would come, I felt as bad as they did, I think, mm-hmm. about going to school, about them going off,
right.
And I wouldn't see them for a while.
So maybe you have your dad to thank for that, because his lack of having that kind of emotional accessibility gave you the awareness that it's necessary, and then you delivered the goods.
Well, you know, I want to tell you, thank you. You make me feel better, because that's what my thoughts have always been. That if he wouldn't have been that way, how would have I been? But he showed me not what to be, but how to do it.
Right.
And that's what I did. But I always enjoyed hanging out around with kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I always enjoyed seeing what they had to say. And my son now is teaching. Well, he's in school, but he also substitute teaches. And he gets such a thrill, comes home at night and said, this kid said this and said that. And he just enjoys it. He also is a fourth degree black belt in Taekwondo. So he teaches a lot of young kids who run around calling him Master Richard all the time. He's very gentle with them, just very nice with those kids. And I'm just amazed watching him and how he just really gets a laugh or a lot of thrill out of what kids say. And I think he's going to do well as a teacher. He wants to be a gym teacher. I think he's going to do well because he enjoys being with them.
Good.
So that, I just think, is part of his makeup, too. As I said before, he is, and maybe you can say something about this, he's adopted. He doesn't know his mother or father. He's from Korea. And I often wonder, he never says anything, but I often wonder if he doesn't think. I wonder who they are.
Well, of course he does.
Yeah.
You know, how could you not?
And that makes me sad.
Why?
Because I knew who my parents were, and I could imagine just being kind of feeling like you're a little lost. And, okay, my wife and I are his parents, and his grandparents and all that. You know, they've all been a big part of his life. But still, to know who his real parents, the people. Well, he'd probably never meet the father because the father was in the Army and got his mother pregnant at the age of 20 and left town. And she had to give up the kid because in Korea, if you don't, you know, it's like back in the 60s here. That's why we were fortunate enough to get him. And we've been fortunate enough to have him since he was 3 months old.
So he, as many, many boys, are experiencing a sense of wonder about where did I come from and where do I belong? And
Right. And
that sense of belonging and that sense of where did I, what's my background, I think impacts all men if they're thoughtful about it. It's like, what is my legacy? What has been the transmission that got me here? We are the product of our ancestors and the kindness of them. And there's always a wonder because we don't know these people, but we're alive because of them. So it creates a stirring inside to know. Your son will have a particular brand of that, but I don't think it's an unusual thing.
Okay. Well, it just always kind of makes, especially on his birthday, I think of him and I think of his mother, who's only in her 40s.
Sure.
And I think, I wonder if she's ever saying, I wonder where that little boy went.
I'm sure she is.
And I feel, it makes me feel bad. At the same time, I'm very happy to have him around.
Sure.
He's been a joy and a big part of our life. And we've had a good time with him, and we, I know we'll continue to have good times. But I didn't mean to get off on that. Just, you're talking about men, and I'm, as I said before, I was always worried that I would never be a good father because I didn't know.
Richard, as soon as men get together and you mention the word father, there is always, always a discussion.
Really?
There is, yeah, sure.
I thought it was just me.
No, there's always, I could pull 10 men off the street, and if they were willing to talk about their fathers, they would go there with a lot of emotion and a lot of feeling. It's a very, very important relationship in our lives. So it evokes a lot of strong feeling, which is an indication, in, when you feel strong feeling, it's an indication that something important is going on.
Sure. I think I mentioned this. I had somebody, and we're talking about homeless military, ex-military, and stuff like that. And I had said, well, when I was in the military, I said, when I get out, I'll be a civilian as soon as I'm out this gate, you know. And that didn't happen. And I can remember my grandmother, who was raised by her grandparents, and her grandfather fought in the Civil War. And she said he'd come in every night. He was a farmer in Ohio. He'd come in every night, put a blanket on the rocking chair, move as close to the fireplace as possible, and said, "Ah, oh, I'm so glad to be warm at night." And remembering things that happened when he was a soldier. Sure. And when she told me that story, I thought, oh, man, I guess they never get out of it. You never forget it.
Yeah. No, it's too important.
It's all a part of what happened to you. And you know, I
it's a journey. It's an adventure. It's a grand epic in a man's life, of which we have many. But the military, particularly in war military, there is unrelenting memory around that, because it's an unrelenting epic in one's life. It's mm-hmm. just too important to dismiss.
At one point, I don't have them as many, but every now and then I used to have these dreams that they'd say, "Oh, you've been drafted." And I said, "Well, I already spent, I already did 2 years." And they said, "We lost your papers." And then I'd usually wake up. But I don't have that as often. But right after getting out, that I used to have that dream a lot. But as you say, it is a big part of your life,
mm-hmm.
and a big part that you'll never. I always thought, boy, I'll just be a civilian. I'll just like boom. No, no. I'm going to have to take a break for the news.
Sure.
And then when we get back, we're going to talk about, you've got a workshop coming up.
I do.
We want to talk about that. And maybe we'll talk a little bit about art, since you told me you're an artist.
Sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. We'll be right back with Dr. Ed Adams right after these messages and news.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Law enforcement officers in Waco, Texas are on alert following yesterday's clash between rival motorcycle gangs that left 9 bikers dead and wounded 18 others. Almost 200 arrests have been made, according to Waco Police Sergeant Patrick Swanton.
They are all being charged with engaging in organized crime.
Today, parts of Waco are locked down. The bikers were meeting to discuss territory. Police and state troopers were posted outside, having already known about the meeting. ISIS is now in control of Ramadi. Yesterday, the terror group seized the city, which is a major loss to Iraqi troops.
The U.S.-led coalition says that it has conducted 7 airstrikes in Ramadi over the last 24 hours, as well as 3 in the Iraqi city of Fallujah. A Pentagon spokesman is calling the situation fluid and a contested battlefield, and says the coalition continues to support the Iraqis with air power.
That was AP correspondent Jackie Quinn. This is USA Headline News.
Is it possible to find a rock-solid investment up over 500% in the past 15 years and not have to pay any dealer costs? Right now, one of the nation's leading gold firms has set a limited amount of $5 Gold Eagles for immediate public release, completely free of dealer costs. That's right, absolutely no dealer commissions. Please understand that this is an introductory offer for the American public, and supplies will exhaust immediately. Grab a pen or put this number in your phone, 1-800-587-1272. That's 1-800-587-1272. With your phone call, you'll also receive a comprehensive gold investor's guide that will help you understand how to get the most out of your gold investment. With this guide, you'll begin to know the financial freedom and safety in holding the asset of kings. Call Nationwide Gold today, 1-800-587-1272. That's 1-800-587-1272. 1-800-587-1272.
AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports the president is imposing new restrictions on military equipment given to local police forces and banning some of the gear outright.
The feds will no longer give local police tracked armored vehicles, bayonets, and large caliber weapons. And White House Domestic Policy Chief Cecilia Munoz says other riot gear and firearms will only be shipped under strict new rules.
Clear training and safety procedures in place, and provisions for after-action reports when that equipment is used in a significant way.
The president's announcing these steps on a visit to the Camden, New Jersey Police Department, along with a string of other proposals for getting cops and minority communities working together. Those include publishing new data on things like traffic stops and officer-involved shootings. Mark Smith, Washington.
Stocks are little changed in early trading on Wall Street as the market comes off its latest record high. The S&P 500 closed at a record high Friday, and several stocks are moving on news of acquisitions. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham all but confirmed today that he will run for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination. In an interview on CBS This Morning, Graham said he'd make the official announcement June 1st in his hometown of Central South Carolina.
I've got the best job in the world, a senator from South Carolina. I've got a very comfortable life. I'm running because of what you see on television. I'm running because I think the world is falling apart. I've been more right than wrong on foreign policy.
And he says he thinks the next president should help both parties get along with each other.
The reason I've had six primary opponents in my last election is that I've been accused of working with Democrats too much. In my view, Democrats and Republicans work together too little.
But he sidestepped questions about whether the U.S. was right to invade Iraq in 2003. President Obama is banning the federal government from providing local police departments with some military-style equipment. The White House suggested last year that Obama would continue the practice. But an interagency group found substantial risk of misusing or overusing items like those used last summer in Ferguson, Missouri, and could undermine trust in police. Spanish police have arrested five people they say were trying to force a Moroccan immigrant to sell one of his kidneys for 6,000 euros or $7,000. Police say the man tried to pull out of the deal while undergoing clinical tests, but the group kidnapped him and threatened to kill him if he didn't go ahead. Police say the alleged buyer was a dealer of a criminal gang whose son had kidney problems. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
And the temperature here in beautiful downtown Flemington is 71 degrees. This afternoon, we got a 20% slight chance of thunderstorms. And tonight, a 50% chance of thunderstorms with a low of 58. Tuesday, 70% chance of showers likely with a high of 82. And on Tuesday night, a 30% chance of showers with a low of 56. This is Richard G. And this is Dave Disney's Hour. But Dave Disney is out on medical leave and I'm here. And the alternative is to play music. And I don't like sitting here just playing music. I like talking with people. So I was fortunate enough to get Dr. Ed Adams to come in. Actually, his publicist got him in here,
mm-hmm.
and who's somebody that has sent me a lot of people over the years. And we were talking about, he's the founder of Men Mentoring Men, but you've got a workshop coming up. We want to talk about that?
We do. The workshop coming up is called Men Sexuality and Love Workshop, Fable versus Possibility. It's a three-day, well, actually Friday night, June 5th, Saturday, June 6th, and a half a day on June 7th. It's being held at the Loyola Retreat House in Morristown, New Jersey. And we have the capacity for approximately 30 men to participate in the weekend.
Okay.
And what we're exploring in that is just what the title says, is an unusual event, which is a group of men willing to get together to talk honestly about their love, about intimacy and their sexuality, and share with each other the ways that they have deepened or dealt with the multitude of things that get in the way of our intimacy and our love, and therefore would impact our sexuality. We make a lot of distinctions in how the culture perceives men and how sexuality is being perceived, and the expectations that creates for men, the misinterpretations, etc. So it's really designed for men who are willing to and eager to, well, not so much eager, because I don't think there's going to be an unanxious man there.
Sure.
Because it's not typically spoken to about men. You know, if you sit with a group of men, you don't talk about how much money you make or about your sexuality or about sex. But we talk about everything else, and for some reason, those topics seem to be rather taboo, because the feeling is that that's very self-disclosing, and that's very intimate, and that's private. So men tend not to talk about that. But this is a weekend where we have that opportunity, so it's an unusual event.
Well, I've been with some men who like to brag about their sexual escapades.
Well, that's mostly what it is, too, is bragging.
Yeah, you wonder sometimes. Though, it's really funny. I had a gay guy that worked for me at Newsweek, and him and I, every now and then, would go out for a drink, and he would say, "Well, look at that bartender's butt. Boy, he's good looking." And I appreciated the fact that he said that to me.
Yeah, sure.
You know,
if you look at the way that I encourage men to look at their sexuality is not just in terms of sex and sex partners, but in terms of what excites us, what gets us turned on, what gets us deeply involved, and what are you involved with in your life that really gets your juices flowing? That could be your children, that could be your career, that could be a combination of those, that could be some activities that you're doing in athletics or in compassionate work towards other people. So that when a man allows himself to get turned on, it can translate into the sexual arena. Mm-hmm. But if it's only located there, then you could be living a pretty deadened life. And how can you then live an exciting sexual life if the rest of your life feels flat?
And let me ask you this. Could you get so turned on by doing something that you miss out on everything else?
Well, yeah,
I'll just say, I think I was a workaholic. I loved those long, long days, 3 days a week, churning out this magazine and getting this thing done and all this kind of stuff. It was a great thrill to me when I left there very tired, maybe on an early Sunday morning, but knowing we put out 5 issues of a magazine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think that became a big part of my life for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that might take away from other things.
Well, it certainly can, but you have to ask yourself the question, what is it in that activity that you devoted so much time and energy to? What was that saying to you? What was being touched that provoked such passion?
And you know, it's probably ego. A lot of it. Problems coming up and being able to solve them just like that on the run. Okay, do this, change that, make this, do, you know, that kind of thing. And then thinking to yourself, boy, I'm good at this.
Yeah, well, you were good at it. You are good at it. One of the issues that can come up is that you can go, think of things as horizontal or vertical. When men connect with each other, it's typically on a horizontal level. Hey, how about those Mets?
Sure.
And where'd you go to eat last night? Or anything that is wide-ranging and superficial, but about 1 inch deep. So if you look at it vertically, then what we're doing is we're climbing down. And the deepest depth is the depth of our own soul, our own spirit, in the sense of that which cannot be explained. That is the art apart. It's like looking at a painting or a sculpture and it moves you, but you can't put into words, except poetic words, why it's moving you.
Okay.
That's part of what I'm talking about when we talk about getting excited or turned on, is tapping into your passions and looking at life that way. I mean, a real healthy man is looking at life in a lot of range, with a lot of enthusiasm, if not passion.
Okay. Let's get back. I want to get back real quick to the workshop. It's yes. June 5th, 6th, and 7th.
That's correct.
What's the cost?
The cost for non-members is $349 for the weekend.
Okay.
And that includes an individual room as well as meals at the retreat center.
That's pretty...
That's very inexpensive.
Yeah, I would think. Yeah, because we've got quite a few meals involved in here.
Yeah, and Men Mentoring Men is a nonprofit organization, so we're not there to make a lot of money. We're there to provide a service that covers our costs and maybe have a little bit for our pay our rent as well.
Sure. How does somebody get a hold of you?
Well, the best thing to do is to call 908-707-0774. That's the Men Mentoring Men phone number.
Okay.
And you will probably get a recording, but someone will return your call and answer your questions. Or you could go to www.menmentoringmen.org, O-R-G. Okay. That's our website. And there's information about the workshop on our website.
Okay. I've got that number in case anybody's out there. Some people listen to us on their smartphones when they're driving.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're out there and you need that number, you can always get in touch with me later, and I can make sure that you get that number. I've got it. But it's
908-701-07.
Oh, did I write that wrong?
908-707-0774.
Oh, I'm glad we... 707-0774.
Correct.
Okay. Great. So if you're out there driving or whatever, please get in touch with me, and I'll get that information out to you. This is June 5th, 6th, and 7th.
Right.
It sounds like an interesting time to spend with other men and to maybe learn a little bit more about yourself.
Absolutely. On Friday night, we have a Dr. Stephen Russo coming in, a physician, who is going to be doing a presentation with the men about their bodies and about what happens when we change with time and age to our sexuality, what happens when we're taking different medications, prostate issues, issues with testicular cancer. So men will leave with a little bit more information about their physical bodies as well.
I think that's terrific. I got to take a break for some commercials. When we get back, maybe you and I can talk a little art.
Sure.
Which would be kind of fun. It happens to be one of my passions. We'll be right back after these messages.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you interested in learning more about Hunterdon County? Are you interested in growing as a professional and as a leader? Then Leadership Hunterdon may be for you.
Hi, this is Chris Bianco, class of 2014 Leadership Hunterdon. Work with other local dedicated professionals to learn about the complexities and interconnectedness of Hunterdon County.
We invite you to visit one of our many upcoming sessions as we begin to recruit the class of 2016.
Learn from and connect with established business, government, and community leaders.
Leadership Hunterdon, an in-depth nine-month program offered by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce.
And honored via invitation to help Hunterdon County with its challenges and shape its future. These are just some of the virtues of being part of Leadership Hunterdon.
Contact us at 908-782-7115 or visit our website, hunterdonchamber.org, for more information today. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
And we're back. This is Richard G. sitting in for Dave Disney. I have a hard time because I grew up with a guy named Dave Dixon, and I always want to say that. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting here with Dr. Ed Adams, and we're talking about men mentoring men. But I found out something, and I see some of his artwork, that Dr. Adams is also an artist. Have you been an artist all your life?
Well, yes. I think the day, literally the day after my defense of my dissertation at Rutgers, I was creating sculpture. I was back creating sculpture.
Okay.
In 1992, I had one of my paintings put on the cover of the American Psychologist, which is psychology's most prestigious journal, mm-hmm. which made me the first living psychologist to be having a painting on the cover of the American Psychologist.
Well, good for you. I did a few covers for Newsweek, which was not my job, but
nice.
I would get a few done. Every now and then I'd get to do something like that. And I've done a couple covers for some McGraw-Hill magazines and things like that. But it's always fun to see something that you did in print.
Mm-hmm.
And to see it in print, I did get something picked for American Artists. They did America the Beautiful, and they picked one of my silk screens.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And it always felt very good, though, to tell you the truth. You're always so excited. Man, this is going to be it. This is going to be it. Nothing ever came out. Mm-hmm. Except the fact that I can hold that magazine up at any
sure.
point and say, look, this is me.
Yep.
I made some history. So were you an artist as a child?
Well, you know, when you say artist, most people think that most people read artist as doing drawing or painting. I think as I look back, I was always creative.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
But being creative, that's what I really should have said is, were you creative as a child?
Yeah, I was always inventing and mm-hmm. and still try very hard to live inside imagination. And it informs everyone listening here, our imaginations. Do we live dominantly in our imaginations? But we do a very good job at holding them back, typically, particularly as men, you know, because we put boundaries around.
But I think that's what we've been taught in school.
Well, we have, and we're our culture doesn't do a very good job at sort of supporting the imaginative. It supports the factual and the regurgitation of things, or the problem solving, which I'm not saying isn't important, but someone once said, I forget who it was, that we could live 3 days without water, we could live 3 hours without three days without water, 3 hours without something else, and but if we lose our imagination, we die immediately.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, when I was a kid, I know I was in kindergarten. I got this little Ford Apache with the little cowboys and Indians, and for quite a few years, I every time I went somewhere, I'd buy more packets of Indians and cowboys.
Yep.
And I could spend hours creating stories.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're coming, they're attacking here, and you're going over there, and my bookshelf became the caves and all this kind of stuff. And I think when I got just a little bit older, I got upset that I couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't.
Or you thought you couldn't do that.
Yeah. Well, then I started writing, and mm-hmm. I said, well, you know, if I write stories, it's the same thing in right. a lot of ways. I'm taking some people and making them do things.
Right.
And, but yeah, I think, you know, I thought, well, I can't play with these little mm-hmm. cowboys and Indians. Mm-hmm. Though I started drawing at a very early age, and I thought all kids drew, and so my mother, when I was in kindergarten, said, take those in to show and tell, and all they were the like Nancy and Sluggo and stuff from the comics, the Sunday comics, and I took them in, and kids went, oh my God, you drew those?
Mm-hmm.
And,
sure.
And then that's when I said, well, that's, I guess, what I got to do for the rest of my life.
Right.
But
well. You know, a number of years ago, I received a commission to do a sculpture honoring the people who died from bad blood products from HIV and AIDS because of blood transfusions.
Okay.
And when I met with the committee to talk about the commission piece, they said that they wanted a piece that expressed their deep sorrow and their hope. And so when you go back and work a piece that expresses sorrow and hope at the same time, you have to go deep inside your imagination to come up
sure.
with a three-dimensional something
sure.
that can give that kind of message at a deep level, meaningful level.
Two things, real quick, because we only got a couple of minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Did you spend a lot of time thinking about that before you started?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, I have to live with something for a long time before I get going on it.
Absolutely.
The other thing is, I was in a show once that was supposedly depicted AIDS, and it seemed to be that it was a chance for artists to draw penises and vaginas.
Mm.
So I had a photo of a guy shooting up, a drug addict, and I did a photo silkscreen, and when the newspaper reviewed it, they said one of the few pieces that wasn't penises and vaginas was the fact of shooting up and possibly getting AIDS through needles.
Mm-hmm. So how, you know, really, how do you depict a nightmare? You know, how do you depict,
sure, sure.
You know, and so that it speaks to other people.
And see, I love talking with other artists because I like to see how they think. As opposed as what I think, and I found out that most of us think almost exactly alike.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that if I was doing that project, I would be thinking about it constantly.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be driving, thinking about it before I even got started.
Sure, that's the creative process.
Yeah, you know? Got to just work it over, all kinds of ideas. Mm-hmm. I want to thank you for coming. I'm really happy to meet you. Maybe you could come back again sometime.
Sure, I'd be happy to, and thank you for having me.
Well, thank Beth Brody for contacting me. But maybe you can come back again sometime, or we can get together again on the radio soon.
Absolutely.
Okay. This was Dr. Ed Adams. He's the founder of Men Mentoring Men, and he's got a workshop called Sexuality and Love Work. I'm sorry, Sexuality and Love Workshop: Fable versus Possibility, which is June 5th, 6th, and 7th. And you can get in touch with him at 708-707-0774, or you can contact me, and I can get you in touch with him too. I'm going to be putting the news on, and Larry Cartwright will be here with Mental Health Matters, and then I'll be back at 3 o'clock to do the Medical Center show, so please stay tuned.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Law enforcement officers in Waco, Texas are on alert following yesterday's clash between rival motorcycle gangs that left 9 bikers dead and wounded 18 others. Almost 200 arrests have been made, according to Waco Police Sergeant Patrick Swanton.
They are all being charged with engaging in organized crime.
Today, parts of Waco are locked down. The bikers were meeting to discuss territory. Police and state troopers were posted outside, having already known about the meeting. ISIS is now in control of Ramadi. Yesterday, the terror group seized the city, which is a major loss to Iraqi troops.
The U.S.-led coalition says that it has conducted 7 airstrikes in Ramadi over the last 24 hours, as well as 3 in the Iraqi city of Fallujah. A Pentagon spokesman is calling the situation fluid and a contested battlefield, and says the coalition continues to support the Iraqis with air power.
That was AP correspondent Jackie Quinn. This is USA Headline News.
Is it possible to find a rock-solid investment up over 500% in the past 15 years and not have to pay any dealer costs? Right now, one of the nation's leading gold firms has set a limited amount of $5 Gold Eagles for immediate public release, completely free of dealer costs. That's right, absolutely no dealer commissions. Please understand that this is an introductory offer for the American public, and supplies will exhaust immediately. Grab a pen or put this number in your phone. 1-800-